Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Greiner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, what's new on the mountain?
Roy, good to see you again. We got lots of new stuff. It always keeps happening because it's God's up there doing his stuff, and he never quits. We rest.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
He is going. But let me just tell you some of the latest things. We here last month in April, we had the Christian Television Network. Bob and Jane DeAndrea did an interview with me, an hour-long show on the garden at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. TV show went all over the United States and the world, and was really great, and we really thank God for them, and they're big supporters a long time, and they were listening to me talk about this future vision many, many years ago. And
that's
so
great.
So anybody can go to our website. Yeah, and they can go to the website, theirs or ours, and see it anytime. And then also we had a Kerrville Breaking News. There in Kerrville is a new business by Mike Taylor and Levi Hancock, and they went out and got some incredible drone footage of the garden, and it's some of the best that anybody's ever taken. But they really got you got to see that cross-shaped garden from above, kind of a God's eye view.
Because you haven't had any drone pictures for a while, any video.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but they came at the perfect time, perfect light, and they put it on the YouTube, and they've had right at 200,000 views. Yeah. And y'all got to keep in mind that Kerrville is only 24,000 people, and they had over 100,000 views in a week. And I mean, so it's just really beautiful. So that's getting all over the place. And then in June, or the 1st of June, Charisma Magazine is doing a feature article on the garden, and it will come out, and it's going to talk about, you know, what we're doing up there on that mountain, and there may be the biggest Christian magazine in the world, and they'll be, of course, nationwide and then all over the world. And but that's going
to
happen.
So we need to get ready for more visitors, is what you're saying.
I hope so. I hope so. So I'll be watching for that.
All right. Well, every week we have something I know I personally look forward to. It's called Miracle of the Week. If you would, give that to us.
Sure. Well, we're going to talk about Easter a little bit here at this show and a wrap up because we got all the numbers and everything in. But prior to Easter, kind of a little neat miracle happened, and they're happening all the time. But Jim McKnight, one of our former trustees and vice president, was praying with a small group of believers, including Debbie Maceros, our administrator there at the office. Anyways, they're just praying for the upcoming Easter service, and they're just getting after it. And I walk over there and see them. There's about five or six of them. And I notice there's a new lady that just comes in and joins the group. And she's not, you know, nobody knows who she is. She just said, but she sees praying people. And she needed some prayer. So she needed some healing, we learned. But anyways, so we're all praying. And so we look at her and realize God sent her in as a divine appointment. So everybody starts praying for her. And she just gets covered in the Shekinah glory, the gold dust, the glory dust, the stuff that looks like glitter, forms out of thin air. Mm-hmm. And her whole body and face and hands and clothes were all covered. And that lifted her faith. So then the team prayed for her medical situation and serious things going on in her life. And again, I had to leave, but it was just awesome how God used that miracle to lift her faith, to pray for what she needed in her family, and for her to pick us out and didn't know any of us. And she just came because she was seeking God. And that happened right before Easter. And again, the team prayed, and we had a wonderful Easter.
Let's talk about Easter some more. How did the whole event go overall?
Well, it was the best we've had yet.
I know. I've been to all of them.
Yeah, and
Sunday morning was unbelievable.
Right. Like, I think 2011 was the first organized Easter that we had. It was kind of small because we didn't have any roads or anything back then. But this one was the biggest we ever had. And people got saved, gave their hearts to Christ. They got water baptized.
I was going to say they had some water baptisms.
Had water baptisms in the fountain. And then we had the spirit baptism, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't know how many got that, maybe in the hundreds.
Great music.
And then we had the great music, then we had the miracles, signs, and wonders, and we had healing. And it just was really a neat day, and God just showed off, and everybody was blessed, and people came from all over the nation and the world.
Well, it takes a whole lot to put this together. How did you guys go about pulling this off?
Well, you know, it does take a whole lot, because when there was just a few of us, it wasn't so hard. But now thousands of people are coming, and, you know, it kind of made it clear for me. My nephew, Jerry Eddins, happened to come in with his fiance to attend the Saturday deal, and he had been there and seen it right before the cross went up, and then one time after. But he looked around at all these hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands even, and then he sees all these volunteers and these people in the red aprons. And he said, Uncle Max, how did you get all these people to help you do this? And I thought a minute, and Roy, I said, they're all friends of Jesus. You know, I didn't know a lot of them, but they all knew Jesus, and they were friends of Jesus, and that's really was kind of how it was put on.
Do you have any numbers that you can share with us about how many people you?
Let me give you some of that. Okay, so we had. We actually did a hard count, which we do every year at Easter just to be sure. Other times we'll use counters, electronic, that give us approximate numbers. But this, we actually stopped every person and then interviewed them, asked where they were from. And over Good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, God drew 3,348 people to the top of that hill, 1,930-foot tall hill in Kerrville. And so it was just really amazing that we had that many. That was the total. And then on... I guess it was 1,430 people were manually counted on Saturday, and then let's see, we had what we have here on Sunday, we had 580 people that came to the sunrise service, and before the day was over, we had 1,305 people. And so it was
quite a success.
Yeah, and they came. I got right here on my paper somewhere. They came from 33 states and five nations. Roy,
can you believe 33 states and five nations
came to the Kerrville Easter Resurrection Celebration and the Sunrise Service. And so,
what
that's
about
amazing.
Good Friday?
Good Friday. We had a Good Friday, and let's see the specific numbers on Good Friday. What is it? I don't know. I guess you'll have to subtract it, Roy.
But Resurrection Saturday Resurrection Celebration.
Yeah, and that was the 1,430, and then the Sunday was the 1,305.
Was it the best one you've ever had?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was. People are still talking about it. We had somebody even just here yesterday mention. That it touched their hearts, and so it was.
Well, you introduced a special guest Sunday, right?
Yeah, I did. I we had a lot of great people that helped us do this thing. And I introduced a special guest when it got to be my part. And at first we had the shofars were blown. We had Jeff and Liz Rodriguez blow the shofars, Weldon Baker.
And the shofar, for the people listening who don't know what that is, what is a shofar?
That is a ram's horn, a type of horn that the Jews would blow like a bugle to rally the people.
So it goes back thousands of years.
And yeah, it goes back thousands of years. And we had Mayor Bonnie White there. We had their husband, Robert Wright, give the invocation. We had the Church of Christ choir from Kerrville. Javier Campos did the offering prayer. Josh Cross Generation Band did the worship. Stockton Williams, Reverend Williams, Dr. Williams, he did the main message, and he's from St. Peter's Episcopal Church. And then I did the invitation and the benediction. But when I said I had a special guest, I first welcomed all the people and thanked them. And I said, I wish I could thank all of you for coming. But I really must acknowledge, and he loves this place. He's here all the time. He's come a long way. And when he's here, all he does is talk about Jesus. And everybody's wondering, who is he talking about? And I said, welcome, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And so it was a blessing.
Listen, you gave the invitation. You gave away some free tickets and gifts. Did you have any takers?
Yeah. That was at the end of the service, after the worship, after the message. And then I was going to be there kind of with my nets to catch any fish that God had. And so I just said, everybody, I've got some free tickets and some gifts I want to give away. And, of course, that gets attention of everybody, especially the ladies. And I explained that the free tickets were to heaven. And they were paid for by Jesus Christ on a cross 2,000 years ago. And all you have to do is receive those free tickets, give your life to Him, repent. And so a bunch of people got saved when I gave that invitation. Then I did the thing with the gifts, and I just said, and now Jesus has the Holy Spirit, wants to give you the Holy Spirit gifts. And all of you that would like to have these supernatural gifts, which are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 of the Bible, I prayed for them. And I think 30 or 40 Sunday morning, prayed for those miracle gifts.
Sherry is with us this morning as well. And Sherry, you've been to all these different events, these shows and these events in Easter, and this has got to be one of your favorite. This last one was a lot of people there, wasn't there?
There were a lot of people. I was amazed how many people came from other states and the three
really
countries.
That's impressive.
That was impressive. And also the weather worked out. It wasn't rainy and below freezing, which made a big difference since I got
there. That's always a bonus,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Such,
if you're not coming a popsicle.
Yes, that's quite important to me since I freeze all the time. But I thought it was the best Easter service we ever had. It was the very best. It went smoothly.
I agree. And you could feel the energy there, couldn't you?
Right. You certainly could.
Really, and part of that reason it went smoothly is because of the help of all the hundreds of volunteers. I think we had 105 volunteers or something like that. With Jeff Anderson and Serve Kerrville helped us do that, and our own team worked at it. But, 109 volunteers worked 922 hours donated to help us do this for these
It was nice to have the mayor there, too, Kerrville.
The mayor.
Such a nice lady and her husband both.
Yep, Mayor Bonnie White and Strong Christian. They were missionaries in Russia and before she took
and a
on,
lot of people don't know that, but for many years they were missionaries.
Yeah, that's good training to be a mayor today in America, is be a missionary in Russia. Yeah. That's probably pretty good training, I could deal with some opposition.
Anything else that came to your mind that was special? Did you meet any neat people during the thing? Any special people?
Quite a few people came up to me afterwards and wanted prayer for various different things.
We had our daughter there and our grandkids and son-in-law.
And got to see it on Saturday.
So lots of great black people. There's really too many to introduce her.
And also we want to thank the people that keep that place up because it was really, they had it all fixed up, ready to go. Beautiful.
It was just beautiful.
Sure. I mean, everything
was
perfect.
Flowers were everywhere.
We had the, Billy Long Landscaping, AAA Landscaping, Gardens at the Bridge, Paul Newsom Landscaping, Irrigation, he all helped, and then Kathy Lyles, and everybody just donated their work and their time, and the wildflowers are coming up, so it was just wonderful.
Well, either one of you, any closing comments, anything you want to share before we get out of here?
We're just grateful for everyone who helped us do this. It's not a one-man deal.
Or a one-man, one-woman deal. No,
Max, how do they get in touch with us? They may want to donate some money.
Sure.
May want to be a volunteer. May want to just get more information about the cross.
The easiest way is just go to the website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or you can call the office during the week at 830-928-7774, 928-7774. But we appreciate all the help and the money and the prayers and anybody will send, because we'd like to have bathrooms, real bathrooms,
right,
one day.
I think that's the next project, isn't it?
That's one of the, yeah, we're trying
real,
to raise money.
Real bathrooms.
Right, and we don't go into debt. We trust God, and he's got the whole thing going, but we do.
Well, is based on your track record, Max, you and Sherry, I think that
they're
those are going to happen.
Yeah.
So if any of Philbody's listening feels led, again, how do they reach you in case they want to make some donations?
Just go to the foundation website, thecomingkingfoundation.org. Or you can call the phone number, 830-928-7774, during the week.
All right. Sherry Griner, anything else? Max Griner, anything else?
Yeah. No, we just thank God for a great Easter. We're going to do it again next time if rapture doesn't happen.
And we invite you to come along and be there with us. We thank you for joining us. I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
It's that time again. Time for some more visitor comments. And these are about Easter for this week. The first one says, Easter at the Cross, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., I served as a greeter. Friday, a woman with a removable cast on her arm let me minister to her. After I prayed for her, I asked her to take off the cast. She did, and her arm seemed to be healed before she started to put the cast back on. I asked her, why do that? She said her thumb hurt, so she prayed some more. So I prayed some more for the thumb till it was okay. When she left, she shook hands with me and gave me a strong handshake with the healed hand. On Saturday, a man with a removable arm brace did almost exactly the same as the lady before. However, he said his arm was broken and it would have hurt if he'd taken the brace off before I did my thing. So instant miracle again. On Sunday was eventful until about 6:30. Oh, I'm sorry. Sunday was uneventful until about 6:30. I asked a lady in a wheelchair if I could pray for her. She said she had not been able to walk for about 7 months. I prayed for her, then asked her to stand up, and she did. I took her hands and said, "Let's walk." And she did without pain. I went backwards till we got to the entrance to the area. She said she was afraid of heights, so I let go of her and said, turn around and go the other way. I took a picture of her walking and her husband walking beside her and her dad behind her with her wheelchair. After a bit, she stopped and cried big time. I guess it took her that long to realize she was actually walking. The girl that was working with me and a man got all excited and started praying for other people, so that we had several miracles happen that last few minutes. The man said he had come there from San Antonio hoping he could see a healing miracle so he could try doing it. So he was very thankful that I had started the ball rolling. I wish I could explain how wonderful it is to say a few words and God heals the person. It is working with God himself. Too awesome for words. This was sent in by Bobby Jetton, a volunteer at the Garden in Kerrville. Next comes from breaking news from Charlotte Cunningham. Kerrville, our hearts are there, and by the year's end, with the good Lord's help, our bodies will be also. I will be living there again. Happy Easter to all of our friends and family in Kerrville. And Monica Wilhite, who's a Coming King Foundation trustee, said, was at the garden this morning. The place looks gorgeous. Thanks to all who have worked so hard to make it so pretty for this weekend. I know countless hours have gone into the garden with time, toil, and prayer. I always see the cross when I go through Kerrville, but I never knew how beautiful the whole site was. Thank you for sharing. I for sure will stop and visit. Happy Easter, everyone. And this one was sent in by Terry Noblet, breaking news. The last one I have for you today is from Paula S. Hayward and sent in from Kerrville, breaking news. Paula says, what a blessing to share the Easter sunrise service with our family at the cross. It was a beautiful experience. And I love how she spelled sunrise as S-O-N-R-I-S-E. And that's all I have for you today, and I will be back next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.